Hi, everyone. I want to welcome you to today's interview. This is Ava Waits. We are going to be interviewing the wonderful Tracy Tobler today, and I'm so excited to see all of you start to come on the phone line with us. We're going to be talking about profit magic, which is the spiritual path to a six-figure business. And I'm going to introduce Tracy in just a couple minutes. I was so happy to finally meet her. We actually live in the same state, the state of Washington, and had an opportunity to get together at one of my favorite little French cafes a couple months ago. And as I was speaking to her, she was sharing a very interesting spiritual journey that had led her to come into business, to make good money from business, and to help her clients make really great money as well through the work that she does with them. And I felt very compelled to bring her on as a guest because many of you have been asking about this. Many of you are connecting with people, and you want to have both your spirituality as well as your business skills blended into one. And so we're going to talk more about that today. I really want to welcome you all. This is really exciting. I know we have people from all over the world calling in right now, both within the United States and with the outside of the United States as well. I want to take a minute, too, to introduce myself. Many of you, we've already met, but some of you, this is our first time connecting today. So my name is Ava Waits. I'm at AvaWaits.com. I'm an inspirational speaker, a business mentor. I also am a forthcoming author. So excited later this year, I have a new book coming out that will be all about women and money, spirituality, and business. You'll be starting to see more and more updates about that as it gets closer to launch date. And I really believe that making money, I know, right? Tracy's already celebrating with us. So I am really committed to this idea that making money should feel like bliss, because for years, being an entrepreneur, even working as an employee, it hasn't always felt good. And I know that we can take everything that we love and that we can bring it into our businesses and work and create a good income for ourselves that feels blissful. So I provide a lot of innovative business and money and marketing guidance to entrepreneurial women worldwide. And it was actually being an entrepreneur for me very personally that was the thing that pulled me out of poverty. I was on food stamps in the food bank line, and through my business, through figuring it all out, through really embracing my spirituality, through also learning all of these business strategies and everything that you need to know as an entrepreneur, I was able to sign on over $17,000 worth of new business in 1 month and have had a high income month after that. I mean, it was a crazy shift. And so I teach more about that, but we're not just going into that today. I really want to connect with Tracy. And so let me introduce Tracy. She's great. You're going to love her. So Tracy Tobler is the founder of Divine Messenger Academy, which is an international community of thousands of big-hearted entrepreneurs who seek to have financial and spiritual freedom. And she is your go-to girl when you're ready to make a difference by sharing your message with the world. And when you also want to end, you know that thing that we sometimes do where we trade time for money? And I know that most of us, if we want to go on more vacations and travel the world, that we need to stop trading so much time for money. After Tracy's own dark night of the soul and spiritual awakening in her 30s while living in Europe, she now guides others to connect and to follow their inner wisdom to start and grow a business based on their calling. And her writing has appeared in the Amazon best-selling book, The Gratitude Project, and in the Swiss News and ETAS magazines. And in her free time, she's an avid traveler, which is probably why I love her so much, a writer, and she tends to her garden and her koi pond because, you know, we're real people here. Tracy, I had a good laugh. Like, this morning was the day where we have a toilet seat, and, like, the glue came undone from our toilet seat. And I was chuckling all morning, and I'm like, this is, like, you know, yeah, we're doing this work around spirituality and entrepreneurship, and then there are some days where the toilet seat breaks.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. So, everyone, I want to welcome you to Profit Magic, the spiritual path to a six-figure business. This interview with Tracy Tobler is about to begin. And Tracy, I really want to connect with you for a few minutes before we go into all this information. I know you're going to talk about connecting and enrolling high-end soulmate clients and activating wealth energy and so much more. But I want to connect with you first. And will you share a little bit about how you got into this, what brought you here, what inspired you to really connect spirituality and business and money together?
Yes. Okay, absolutely.
Great.
So hello, everybody. Ava, thank you so much for having me. This is really a blessing and an honor to have been asked and to be interviewed by you. I had a blast meeting you at the Little French Cafe. It was just a divine afternoon. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So where it all began, let me take you back. So, of course, you know, our spiritual path, you know, of course, it's our whole human life that we're experiencing. So, and then whatever's happened, whatever you believe happens before or during our birth, and then, mm-hmm. you know, just life now. So there's, so it's like a lifelong journey, but like the pivotal moment I'll share with you. So I was working as a missionary in Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
I was on this island working at an orphanage, and we were building a Sunday school building, and I was playing with the orphans, and a lot of the orphans, actually, their parents were still alive. They just, because there had been a war there, no, you know, the war-torn country, people didn't mm-hmm. have any money, they didn't have jobs, and so the children were sent to this orphanage, and it was on this little island, and so, you know, they never saw their parents. So we were working with them, and it was just this really hot, hot day. And it was, you know, they had like just the dry dirt play area. But then, of course, it's Nicaragua. And it was kind of like a tropical area. So there's lush vegetation, like trees, like mango trees were in the yard. And, you know, so we're out there playing. And there's nothing. They had nothing. Like the bathrooms are outside. You know, we slept in, like, on, I don't know, dirt floors with, like, a little cot, and it was hot. You know, like, we slept in the, mm-hmm. the heat. There's no air conditioning or fans or anything. It was out, it was covered, but it was, like, outside. And, you know, when you have Kool-Aid, that was, like, for special occasions, and it was, like, warm. You know, they don't have cold ice or anything, you know. And so for them, this warm Kool-Aid, that was like a really special occasion because we were there as guests. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, after you've worked all day, that's like the most amazing drink ever.
It doesn't matter. Kool-Aid, nice, warm Kool-Aid.
And so then, you know, we're playing one day, and these kids who have nothing, I mean, they really have nothing, are just so happy and playing and just, you know, climbing on trees. And, you know, one had like a stick and was getting these mangoes down, and then just would come and share with us. And we would just cut off these pieces of this mango.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, Ava, this mango will always, I can still taste it. It's like the most, the juiciest, ripest, most flavorful mango I've ever experience in my entire life. And like the juice was like running down my mouth, like I can't get enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the kids are just sharing and happy and joyful, and it was like this moment of bliss and perfection and oneness, and I wanted that forever, you know, that happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then later and you know, I went off, I had a career, I moved to Switzerland, and I was teaching at this private boarding school where, you know, children of multiple, you know, millionaire, billionaire business owners go, one of the most expensive private schools in all of the world.
Wow, and so huge difference, like huge. Like
total difference. Right, I mean, and this is my life. Like, I've seen crazy stuff. Like, you know, they're 14-year-old girls with full-length mink coats and, you know,
whoa,
$5,000 Chanel boots, you know, or
wow, yeah,
at 14, you know, like that's just, like, I was happy to have like guest jeans, you know, at 14. So you know, it. So and I saw what wealth can do, how life it can be so easy when you need to go pick up your parents for graduation, that you can just hire a helicopter to take you to the airport so you can be there in 10 minutes instead of having to drive 2 hours to the airport.
Or walk, which
right.
I'm sure they did at the orphanage. So.
Right, yeah. Or, well, you wouldn't go to the airport, I guess.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Like, and I've had this experience, too, with a lot of kind of these, like, various ends of wealth and poverty. For me, we grew up on food assistance and sometimes really having, me having that fear of where is food going to come from. And then I grew up surrounded, and we knew a lot of people. I mean, people who had Maseratis in their garages and people who had million-dollar mansions that, sold for $1.5 million and had a waterfront view. And so I got to experience that. As a child, I had people actually take me up in their private planes. And it was amazing. So it almost sounds like through your journey and even through mine, too, it's like we see the value of having money. And then there's also this value of happiness and connection that we want at the same time, and that I think a lot of entrepreneurs right now are finding to be so important.
Right, exactly. Yes, 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 yes. I want to do amazing, big things and make a, really have an impact and matter. And I know it takes money to do that. So that's the path that I've been on. And it also came for me is I lived abroad. I didn't speak the language, and I needed to earn money. I wanted to stay there, and I had no other resources other than myself to earn a living. And so I didn't know anybody there. I didn't have, a rich uncle who could let me work for his company or anything. I had to do it all myself. And so there were my dark night of the soul was just really, I ran out of money. I had absolutely $0, no pennies, nothing. And I had to get gas to go to the airport to pick up my sweetheart at the time. I couldn't buy gas. It was like 11 at night. I also didn't think things through very well either, obviously.
Sure.
It was just, like a react. I was just in reaction mode, not thinking ahead, not planning for that, not asking for help. I had no way to buy gas. I had to get it from some guy off the street. And I was like, I can't, I can't live like this.
Wow. That's a huge turning point. It's like sometimes we have to go to that place, and I even remember something happening for me, too, where I had less than a dollar in my bank account, and I was just crying on my bed and saying, why does this feel so hard? And I would so love to hear a little bit more. I might go out of order a little bit in some of the things
go
that
for
I know
it.
We were going to share today, because I feel like, for anyone experiencing any sort of down point, whether that down point means you have a dollar or whether that down point means you have $5,000 or $50,000 and that just feels like less than you might normally be making in your business, I would love to hear a little bit more, because I feel like it's really important that no matter where we are, we can always activate our wealth energy. And this is something that was actually a big turning point for me in my own business, is I decided that I wanted to just start focusing on the things that felt wonderful, and that if I could get my energy to shift, that my money would shift too. And after I started doing that, I started signing on new clients. There were a few times where I was gifted with plane tickets, like first-class plane tickets, and I ended up doubling my income the next year, and like a lot of things shifted. And I really want to hear from you about, I know you wanted to share 3 steps to activate your wealth energy.
Yes. I would love to share that. So there's...
Let's do it.
So, when I talk about that, it's like a whole day workshop. So I have to put this in like a couple of sentences. So my brain's like trying to like reconfigure what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. Well, at least get everyone started, and then we have, so much more. I really want to hear about connecting with and enrolling high-end clients as well. So,
please
take us into the wealth energy.
Okay, so what I believe is that we're larger than our actual physical human body. We're like this giant, massive being, and but we can only just see our physical body. We can kind of feel like our auric field, like if you put your hands out, you can feel other people. So that's why here in the U.S. we have like kind of like a 3-foot comfort area, a person, you know, personal space.
The personal bubble,
and that's
right?
Because that's our auric field. And if this is too woo-woo for some of you people, I will bring it back down to earth.
Don't worry about it. Go for it.
So we're actually bigger than that, but that, you know, that is easy to measure, and we can kind of understand that. So what's beyond that is the universe. So we're all interconnected, and it's like a living, breathing being that connects all of us and that we can communicate with. So we can connect to this living being. You know, you can call it love or universe or God or whatever, by being in the flow. And that's just wanting to be connected, and not just to get stuff, but just because it feels so good to be in the flow, to be interconnected to the divinity.
Right. And like sometimes doing things that make us feel good, or even just hanging out, resting and feeling good and just, feeling that, I think, increasing your energy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Everything comes from source. So we are a part of it, but it is us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we are God, but we're part of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really just, so one of the steps is to get in and you kind of move in and out of flow. So when when you're driving along and someone hits your car, and then you get really grumpy and angry, or someone cuts you off on the freeway, so you've moved out of flow. You've switched your focus. Even though maybe you were in flow and you're feeling good, you've switched your focus to anger and frustration.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pop back in. And then the more you practice, the more you'll stay in it no matter what's going on. And this is a lifelong practice. Don't ever judge yourself from where you are. But first is just to, like, so really the first step is to just be curious and watch yourself being in the state in which you are in. It's not a judgment state or a thinking state. You're just watching yourself. Like, how am I feeling? What am I doing? What am I experiencing?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pop back in really easily. Because we are divine beings and human bodies, so we're going to have human experiences. So,
Great.
Then there's always, we're always getting feedback or information. And so I talk to, my angels or my, we all have lots of angels, but we have, our guardian angels that just are there all the time that guide us. But you could also just, you could talk to them. You can also just talk to yourself because you're always there. And then you can also just notice what's going on in your environment and in your body. So I know, Ava, with you, you have this, you started out with, health coach.
Right.
So you're really in tune with your body. And so I think most of us just kind of live in our head.
Mm-hmm.
And so your body was really telling you, it's really giving you clues as to what's out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And so you activate your wealth energy. Yeah. You want to really listen to the universe and your body to get that information. So let me give you an example. So one day I was complaining to my coach. I was like, I don't have enough clients. I'm not making enough money. Why is it not coming to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. And I think some of you have probably complained about that in the past.
Don't judge yourself.
Just be real. It's okay. And she said to me, which was the most amazing, incredible thing ever, that, of course, what we seek is seeking us. So look for the clues that it's there. So you might have a business, but a job as well. And then So you want clients through your business, but you got a promotion at work. Or your husband, his great aunt leaves him money, and so he gets like a $10,000 check in the mail. You're like, but then you're grumpy because you don't have any clients. So there is all this, or you're getting referrals from your current business, but you really wanted to be like a life coach, but you're a realtor. You're like, you keep getting real estate clients, but you want a life coach. So there's these clues. The universe is trying to get you these, the things that you're asking for, but it's going to use the easiest way to get it to you. But we,
I love that. That, like, I mean, our wishes are always going to be answered, but
yes.
Sometimes maybe it's not exactly in the way that we feel like it should be. I mean,
I think
that's really neat, especially for us maybe going through business evolutions. Maybe we want the money to come through the new endeavor or the new project, but then the universe is like, oh, here, the money's actually going to come through this channel for now.
Right. Yeah. Because it's the easiest channel. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add around activating wealth energy before I move on to the next thing that I'm so excited for you to share?
Oh, yeah, sure. So the last tip, I mean, there's like a million ways to activate it, but another way to activate it is to actually feel really good about what you're doing. Really look at your energy and feel good. If it doesn't feel good, now I'm not talking about resistance to up-leveling. I'm actually talking about, is that something you really are passionate about? And focus on the passion and not the money. That will activate your wealth energy. I've done that. I've been like, well, this is going to make more money because people who do this make lots of money. You know, let's say like, investing in rental properties or something. That doesn't light me up. I'm not really passionate about rental properties. So right now, maybe it changes, but
right,
so it doesn't matter.
I love this example. Go ahead. I'll share with you.
So that's the key.
Nice. It makes me think of there is something happening right now in my book writing process where I've learned how to make a book that is very marketable. And I've also learned how to make a book that is about the things that I love and brings in my passion and the beauty that I want to bring through the book I'm writing. And I'm at a very very interesting place because it's so easy to get pulled by, you know, things like bestseller lists and looking grand and you know, having your book hit New York Times bestselling author and all that stuff. Like, that is all so appealing. But at the same time, you really have to watch yourself as you're developing a business and doing any sort of project and just make sure, like, is that just, you know, something that you want? Is that something that you want because someone says, oh, yeah, that'll be really good for you? Or is it something that you truly want? So I think we have choices like that in every single project that we do in our business.
Well, yes, especially on a spiritual path, because our ego is so strong. Like, well, why do you really want to be on bestseller list? It's often because our ego really wants it.
Oh, yeah.
I have a very strong ego. Let me just tell you. I love all that stuff. And so then it's really to ask God or whoever you talk to, universe or love or source, and to be divinely guided to have that so that it reaches more people. That's that spiritual path. It's like, I want to get this message out because I work with messengers all over the world to transform lives for people who wouldn't be able to normally find me. And then that's why I want to be on that list, not because, you know, then I can put it after my name on the website. And there's a big difference. And it's a fine line, let me tell you.
It's a very, very, very fine line. It's it definitely takes a lot of connecting with intuition and just making choices based on what your intuition says. I would love to hear, you know, okay, so we're talking about like a spiritual path to a six-figure business. And one aspect of creating a business that does make good money is that you have wonderful clients that easily pay you that great money. And I would love to hear how you were wanting to talk a little bit more about engaging and enrolling and connecting with these clients who can come in and work with you at a higher price point. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about that from you.
Thanks. Okay, so what I've found through, you know, being in business for 7 years is that really it's about connecting with people in all levels. So networking or speaking or in a sales conversation, it's really about asking them questions and listening to them. The more you kind of connect with people, like really, really connect, not like in a superficial way, to get something, but to really listen to them and to serve them, you will get those clients. It might not be that person you're talking to. That person might be a lead generation for you.
Right.
But just if you really just listen to people and it's about them, you know, the sales conversation, our marketing, materials, everything, it's about that person. It's not about us. And the faster you can stop talking about yourself and what you do and your process and how amazing you're and what makes you different, stop all of that. That's for you to know. And the faster you can just start listening to other people, the better, you know, the you'll just naturally attract higher end clients and you'll make that money. And it comes from a strength of knowing what's in your packages and how that will transform that person. You really have to be super grounded in the value of your package and knowing and confident in the transformation that you provide. And then you'll have no problem enrolling high-end clients.
Right. Yeah, I've seen this happen with me as well. Is, you know, when I got really, really comfortable with having that money conversation with clients and offering them a chance to work with me, it's like my, you know, you might call them sales conversations, but like these conversations I have with potential clients, they are so fun. They're so full of laughter. It's so easy. I just expect that the people who come on the phone will be able to make either a down payment or a full payment, you know, and it means that so many of these people come and they're like, oh, yeah, sure, I will easily come into that high-end program with you, Ava. And I think that that really did shift quite a bit when I shifted and really understood the value of what I was offering and the long-term benefits, because for anyone, if you work with a mentor, especially if it's in the area of business and marketing, one little thing that that mentor teaches you how to do could be used over and over and over again to generate thousands, tens of thousands of dollars and really just change the course of your business. So,
Right. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, some of you are probably health coaches or, you know, spiritual teachers or, you know, a yoga instructor
who are listening
to this call.
Yep.
Right, authors. And so you're often, I've been there, you're thinking, well, it's not quantifiable, you know, the transformation for them to pay, you know, upwards of six to, you know, let's say 10 or more $1,000 for this program. And I disagree with you, because there's always a way to quantify the transformation you provide. For someone who's been thinking about writing a book for their whole entire life, and they it's like a burning itch inside of their body, for them to get that out, to expel that from their soul and have it onto paper is worth so much more money than that. Every day, eats at them. You've got to write your book today. You know what I mean?
I mean, this is why I hired a writing mentor for my own writing. I needed someone there to hold me accountable to getting things finished. And so, you know, that was really, really important. And it feels so easy to pay her because I see that in the end that there is so much potential reward from writing a book. Can you share a little bit more, too? I really want to talk about kind of this day-to-day, you know, day-to-day little rituals that we can put in place to sustain all this momentum, because, you know, we're talking about creating creating offerings for these high-end clients and activating wealth energy and doing this. And one thing that I've seen in business is that there is such an important phase of business where we are growing and growing and growing, and it's all about doing things consistently, and it's about it's about never giving up. I mean, really, like, this is, like, I see this stage occur with business owners where they just have to do things over and over and over and over again and not give up, and so many give up, and, I mean, if they would just move through everything a little bit longer and just, you know, I really want to talk about these daily rituals to help sustain that momentum and keep moving forward. And happily, you know, we're not talking about, like, forcing yourself. We're talking about happily moving forward to a business that really supports you and lets you be that spiritual being that you are.
Ooh, I like that. Yes, because, you know, business happens every single day in little moments. You know, if you're not usually going to go from no idea what you're doing to speaking on a stage in front of hundreds of people overnight.
Right.
It's going to happen in that little conversation with that lady at the library, the little workshop, networking event. And then you're maybe having a booth at an expo. And then maybe, you know what I mean? It's like, and then you're on this big stage. It just happens. But it's the everyday. You wake up, you have your coffee or your tea or whatever. So let's talk about those rituals. For me, and, you know, to connect with the divine is, every day you have to meditate, every day. And meditation can be while walking. You could sit and chant or have candles or...
I eat.
Okay.
Like, it's so funny. I love eating alone sometimes because I just want to sit and enjoy the food, and that's just totally meditative for me.
Yes, that's beautiful. Yep. I really like that. I journal, and I sit, and I just journal. I journal a lot. And sometimes I'll sit at my computer, and I'm like, I don't know what to call this program. And then I'm on Facebook looking for answers. I don't know why I do that. And then I'm like, I just can go and sit and journal and talk to my angels, and there's the answer. I think you saw that recently. I was like, oh, I don't know what to call this title. And you were like, well, it's right there. I had it.
Nice. Yeah. So meditation, connecting, you know, whether it's journaling. I think I'd love to add, I feel like there's this other ritual that is around connection, because whether you're working with a coach or you have colleagues or you have someone that you can celebrate things with, I feel like that was a big thing that took me through some of those more difficult periods in growing a business, was that connection, having someone to celebrate with, having a coach that I could say, look what just happened, this is so great. That was really important for me as well.
Yes. Well, I agree with you. Connecting with a coach, a mentor, it needs to be someone you're paying money to, and you need to be in a mastermind or in some sort of a community where you pay money to belong to this community. And you can also be in no-cost groups and communities or low-cost ones as well. But you really will up-level your own energetic vibration by being around people who are heavily invested into growing themselves and their businesses. So that's really important. So so you're right, connecting with those people. And then also another ritual is to connect every day with somebody. So, you know, if you're networking or reaching out on Facebook, I mean, I have not given up. I mean, there have been some hard times.
Get out there. Business. There is, every business. No one is immune from that, I don't feel like.
And just ask, how can I serve? How can I serve? How can I serve? Sometimes you're doing stuff for free. Sometimes you're making a workbook. You know, how can I serve? How can I serve? I mean, there's a million other rituals. Like, if you want to get grounded, a lot of spiritual people are not really in their body. You know, every time you wash your hands, use, you know, a sea salt soap, and you could do your affirmations while you wash your hands with your soap. You know, like, I live in an abundant universe that provides me everything that I desire, or, you know, whatever your affirmation is. just a simple one. Don't go crazy. Just make up an affirmation or borrow one from someone who's already successful.
Yeah, I like the one currently. I feel like maybe this came from Rumi first, but it's all about, like, how this world is rigged in your favor. Everything
yes,
is
totally.
Rigged in your favor. And I love thinking about that. Like, it just makes me feel so good that, oh, yeah, we are supposed to have success. We are supposed to have money. We are supposed to have amazing clients and an amazing business that we enjoy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so I've been doing a lot of, I spend a lot of time by myself in meditation, and my house is completely, you know, most of the time I'm in silence. But there's not music or anything because I really want to listen to what I'm being told, because that's where my business comes from. It's from that guidance. And
mm-hmm.
I've been really working on this idea or this theory or philosophy that, so money is not actually real. It doesn't actually really exist. It's just,
right. It's like,
and
it's a marker for energy. It's like,
right.
It's a representation of energy.
Right. Exactly. And so this energy is actually divine. And
mm-hmm.
the faster we can fall in love with this energy, the faster it will flow to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this kind of out there concept, and I'm working on, you know, grounding this idea.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you look in the past, especially most of us come from a Western civilization. So we, you know, our ancestors moved from Europe to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of you are probably in, you know, Europe listening to this. You know, Christians were not supposed to handle money. They, you know, we were taught that it was dirty. And I think it was done to control people. And so if you thought, and look at the Vatican, they have so unlimited resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so then why would money be dirty? And so if you look at this, like, historical time and how it has affected us now, and if energy was divine, why wouldn't you have unlimited abundance, financial abundance?
Oh, wow. This is really interesting. I've never actually heard about this.
So it just came to me the other day, like,
uh-huh.
this vision. And so I'm working with my guides to formulate what does this mean
right.
and what
to uncover
can
more
do
of it.
With this.
Mm-hmm.
That's some information.
Wow. And then I want to talk about wealth consciousness as well a little bit more. This is, you know, this is really a phrase that I started learning about maybe 3 or so years ago, and it's, I feel like it's catching on more, this idea that we can become conscious and awake to all the wealth that is around us. Will you share 4 phases of wealth consciousness that I know are really dear to you?
Yes. So I've done a lot of research,
mm-hmm.
a lot of, you know, what, you know, how do I get from where I was before to some of my mentors who, you know, make $30 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Their business,
yeah.
And they're like the most loving people, and they have the most, they're just such giving and loving people.
Mm.
So how do I get from broke to that person, you know, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
that phase? And so I've, you know, through my own experience and the research and being around wealth conscious people, I've realized that there are 4 phases. So
yeah,
the beginning,
that's true.
Sure. So the beginning phase is your, I call her mystical Maya. So she believes that you've awakened. You realize that you can have money, and probably through a business, but that it exists outside of you, and it comes to you in kind of like a magical, mystical way. You're not really exactly sure how it gets to you, but it
mm-hmm.
seems to kind of trickle in. Like, you'll get a check,
yeah.
like a refund in the mail, just right when you needed
uh-huh.
it, right? So that's like this mystical, like it's external from yourself.
Right.
And then
yep.
phase 2 is manifesting. So you've learned to manifest. So you're like, I want a new client, and voila, one appears. But you don't really know how to replicate that. Like, you've got a client, she's awesome, but you want more of it. But you don't know, you know, you kind of have ideas. Like, if I market and I go networking, I get clients. But it's not, there's no system or process. And
mm-hmm.
then, and you're still, it's still kind of external from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the phase 3, you realize that you're a part of God. So you've learned to manifest bigger things more regularly. You know, you have, you know, that six-figure business. You have, you're traveling. You're not working dollars for hours. You know, you're selling the bigger packages. You're maybe selling retreats or events. And so it's like larger things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
You realize how you're connected to the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And then in phase four, you realize that you are the divine.
Oh.
Hello. That's awesome.
And you can create whatever it is on demand. Like big.
Wow.
But it takes a lot of power, personal power, which we're very afraid of, to be in that phase four.
Oh, my gosh. I really love hearing these, actually. Thank you. Thank you a lot for sharing those.
You're welcome.
I hadn't heard of it explained in that way before, and it just feels so easy. And, like, I think we can all see parts of ourselves in those various stages and just working, you know, working up and up and up and up. And, oh my gosh, so exciting. I have another question for you, too, in just a minute. You know, some people are listening to this because I was sharing that you are really fantastic at connecting spiritual entrepreneurs to corporate contracts, which is also another way to build that six-figure business. And I know, like, I've heard success stories about, you were telling me about one of your clients, and I was like, whoa, a $75,000 contract. That is awesome. I want to ask you more about that in just a minute. But before I do, I know that you also brought a gift for everyone who's listening today, and I'm wondering if you could take a couple minutes to share what that is and where they can connect to that gift.
Yes, absolutely. So I have a gift for everybody that's listening, and it's a free report, actually, that you can just download instantly, and it's the 5 tools to attract all the clients you want by being yourself. So it's really a super simple one-page PDF, just step-by-step, how to just be yourself, and you can have all the clients you want. I really think people don't realize how expansive they really are and how everything they want is already right there.
So
you can find that. I'll just give you the website so you can go there. It's at surfmoreclients.com, and you can just go there. The link might not be working yet at the time of this recording, but it will be up shortly. So it's surfmoreclients.com. And
we'll
send it to you by email.
On the recording. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. I'm really excited that you put that together, too, because I feel like this that more and more now we are able to be ourselves in business. And I think one aspect of that is so important is I know a couple years into building my company, I realized that there was this more spiritual aspect of me that I wanted to embrace, and I wanted to start talking about having money show up in almost more magical ways. I really wanted to start talking about that, but there was still part of me that thought that I needed to wear dress pants and black jacket to be taken seriously in business. And I did that for a couple years. And now I'm much more relaxed about things. But I think it's so important, just as a reminder, that we really can build businesses and serve clients and be ourselves in the process. And gosh, it's going to make it a lot more fun to running our businesses.
I agree. And I think that's the problem people run into when they do marketing, because they go and they buy, you know, workbooks and programs. Mm-hmm. And how do I market? How do I use lead pages or Facebook ads or whatever it is? And so then they're looking at the marketing as external from themselves, like the thing I have to do in step one, step two. And really it's everything is within you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just are yourself, you're going to market the way you naturally would want to market. Like, I naturally like to speak and have workshops. So that's how I market. You know, for me to do maybe something else, like Facebook ads, maybe I will later, but maybe it's not how I naturally would market.
And now that you bring it up, too, I would encourage everyone who's listening to think about some of the natural ways that you would want to market your business. Like when I think about it, I love speaking, absolutely love speaking, and love, you know, even video. Sometimes I get stopped by the technical aspect of video. And, you know, I'm like, the lighting is not right. And then I make excuses and don't do it. But I like that. And so, and then for me, sometimes if I'm doing online campaigns, like marketing campaigns that are online, there are lots of words or newsletters or something like that, I tend to feel a little overwhelmed with that. So thank you for giving us all permission to market in a way that we enjoy while we are walking this spiritual path to a six-figure business.
Mm. I like that. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I think I know you want to transition, but just real quick. So if you have, if you are, you know, not good with the details, well, I am terrible with details, especially like linking things on the internet. You know, there's so much support out there in the universe and, you know, among humans to help you. So like there are people who love the technical aspects of creating video. So you can just pay them. And they can do it for you.
Like my tax preparer. I don't want to do it. She does it.
Exactly. Perfect example.
So wonderful. So I'd love to take just a last couple minutes with you to talk about connecting spiritual entrepreneurs to corporate contracts, because I get asked about this a lot from my clients and from my students, is how can I get into the corporations. And I think that for many years there has been this idea that a corporation is a corporation. It's a giant, and there is no room for someone who is mindful and maybe spiritual in the way that they run their business. Would you share just a little bit with us about that, you know, that connecting that you do for these spiritual entrepreneurs into corporations? Thank you.
Absolutely. Sure. So, of course, I mean, there is – human beings are working inside of companies. So these human beings need support. You know, but there's a different way to market to, let's say, a solopreneur than to a company. But a company is still made up of people. And so the companies, organizations, the government, there are so many amazing organizations, nonprofits as well, that actually need support. They need to be innovative, creative. You know, maybe there's work-life balance issues because there's people who work there and have communication issues. They want to create new products and services, work, streamline the way the products are delivered. So there's a million things that they need support on. And they're actually, they have budgets they have to spend, and most of them have to spend it with small businesses.
Oh, wow.
So mindfulness is a really big deal right now because, as you can see, even in the NFL, so I'm a huge Seahawks fan, but you can see Russell Wilson's our quarterback, and he meditates every day, and he practices mindfulness. Yeah. And you look at how they, I mean, our team has just done so well over the past 3 years. And I believe it's directly related to that. You know, pushing this masculine do. It's not really working anymore. People are getting burnt out. They're exhausted. Numbers are slumping, you know,
getting sick.
Credit cards are getting hacked. Yeah, getting sick.
Yep.
Companies can't afford to pay for these people to get sick and lose valuable employees. They need to find another solution. And this left brain masculine approach isn't working anymore by itself. Mm. You know, some of it's amazing, but, you know, they need this other stuff to, because we're all souls inside bodies.
Right, like these companies are wanting to bring in some more balance, like entrepreneurs that will help balance this corporate, more masculine world right now.
Yes, and fulfillment, so people will stay on the job, move up, be productive. Yes, absolutely. There's a million things that companies, I mean, they hire art consultants to purchase art for, their buildings. Like, that's a job.
Right.
Like, can you believe that? That's someone's job. They get, like, $100,000 to go and buy art for the company, like, to put on their walls. Like, and it's not just
one person who got that gig. Like, that's a job.
that's a job in the corporation. And I mean, I imagine, you know, many artists, there's often that idea that there's the starving artist. And no,
right.
I mean, just link up with a corporation and you could have your artwork everywhere in their buildings.
Yes.
Amazing. And they have to, and they have to spend that money. I think that's the most
important
part, is they have to spend that budget.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You're getting me all excited. Tracy, anyway, I wanted to just share the page again for that gift that you just offered everyone. And the page is www.servemoreclients.com. servemoreclients.com, and we will also email that link to all of you. So, great. Tracy, was there any last thing that you wanted to share with us before we finish up the phone call today?
You know, I think just the parting message is to really get quiet and really just practice listening to yourself, your body, to the divine, and then to others. People will share so much information with you if we just are quiet and listen.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Well, thank you for being here and just sharing this permission for all of us to be spiritual entrepreneurs, spiritual within corporations, if that's where some of you are working right now. I think that we're definitely going through a big shift right now in society. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Ava, for having me.
Yeah,
it was amazing to connect with all of you listening as well. I look forward to connecting with everybody.
Wonderful. Well, and again, that page where you can get Tracy's free gift is servemoreclients.com. And you'll learn more about how to connect with clients by being yourself through that free gift that she has for all of you. Servemoreclients.com. And Tracy, enjoy your day. Thank you again. And thank you, everyone. We've loved having you. If you would like to continue connecting with me, you can always come over to avawaits.com. And there's a huge archive of past interviews, articles, videos, lots of things to support you in making money in ways that feel like bliss. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Ava.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye, Tracy.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.